Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover with Raf and AD, sponsored by our friends at Computer Hardware. Go see Trip on the team at 70th and O to fix all your Apple products, phones, computers, watches, and more. That's at 70th and O, also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI. I received a text last night, gentlemen, from Big Swim, a.k.a. Nick Sainer. I will not repeat the text because he's going to probably come in here firing for the drive. Oh. But wow, was Big Swim pissed about what happened last night in Omaha, Nebraska baseball. 15-2 losers. Seventh inning, they got 10-run rule. Didn't even make it all nine innings. It was 11-1 in the fourth. They batted around. 8 runs scored in the fourth at Ohio State. Huskers, 15-2 losers. They'll play tonight against Purdue, 7 p.m. in a must-win game to not go 2 and barbecue in the Big Ten baseball tourney. I mean, never surprised to lose in these tournament things where things happen, but blowouts like that, that was rough, gentlemen. That was rough last night.
Yeah, I didn't foresee that. I was trying to
I don't
watch.
Know how you could.
I was trying to watch three things at the same time. I was watching The Voice. My buddy Brian Olson
got
came
third
in
place.
Yeah. And then the game, that fourth inning came around, and I was continued watching that because The Voice had like basically repeated the whole show. From the night before, but when I started watching the Husker game and that fourth inning, man, it was just like, it didn't matter what the pitcher threw, they were hitting it.
In like the perfect spot.
Yeah,
too.
Perfect spots. I mean, it was, I got to be honest, you guys, I haven't seen anything like that happen, you know, in any baseball. I mean, just to where you just get beat down like that, man.
Well, and I was telling the guys in the show, it's like, it's not like Nebraska was giving up long bombs or having terrible errors. It's like every pitch, like you said, every pitch, you know, it was either a walk, which is unfortunate, but if they hit it, it was laced down the right field line, left field line. Like, holy crap.
The
like
these are openings.
It's amazing where these balls are going to. Yeah.
It was almost like a quarterback thrown into a zone, the way they were hitting
it. Kind of felt like that.
You know, just like, man, dinking and doinking.
Spraying it all over the park.
Yeah, it was rough, man.
Yeah, Huskers trying to avoid going 2-Q today. They'll play Purdue at 7 p.m. The Purdue lost 8-6 to Indiana. They were down 8-1, came back and made an interesting loss 8-6. But
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The question is, I don't know if it's announced yet, if Nebraska will throw Brett Sears tonight. So Brett Sears, the Big Ten Pitcher of the Year, announced yesterday afternoon. So he threw 95 pitches on Friday against Michigan State this past weekend, and to try to get them to clinch the title in the Big Ten. Didn't happen. They finished second, of course, in the standings. But Sears throws 95 pitches. Will Bolt says it wasn't even an option last night. He was on 4 days rest. But on 5 days rest as he pitched tonight in a must-win game.
He has to, you would think, because, I mean, like you say, if they go two and out and you don't even pitch the Big Ten Pitcher of the Year one time, I mean, that's why even have him?
It's like that scene in Rocky when Apollo Creed tells him there is no tomorrow. I mean, you don't win tonight. Your next game is in the tournament. You know, it's in the tournament. I mean, so for you to have a chance at this thing, now you got, like Raph, you just mentioned, you got 5 days. If he doesn't pitch tonight, that's going to be a lot of questions to answer, man.
Well, I mean, there's a conversation to have of him not pitching. If you believe in your staff to get to tomorrow, you say, well, no team has since 1995 is the last time somebody lost the first round of the Big Ten tournament and came back and won. So you are. Very much so, odds stacked against you. If you believe that you've got pitchers that can get you to tomorrow where Sears could then pitch, then possibly, you know, I could see why you wouldn't pitch tonight. But that's a pretty bold thing when you thought that Jackson Brockett could get you 5-6 innings, and he went just into the third, basically, and got yanked for Colby Olsen. It went bad after that. And, you know, those are stunning developments last night.
They are.
I was telling the guys, too, it sucked. You know, I know it's part of the requirement of the broadcast, but Will Bolt, the team gives him 8 runs, and then they have to do the in-game interview the next inning with them. He's like, I wish we had a reset button right now.
Well, then the other team's coach, he goes, oh, I'm good. Far away as I am from my team, I'll just stand in it. And he just kept on talking during the inning. I was like,
we're up by 10. What do you want to talk about? We want to talk some hoops.
They're talking golf. Weather. They're talking Ohio State's new basketball coach.
Talk about football.
Football season coming in.
How about the Buckeyes, baby? Will Howard coming in. Quarterback, looking good. Again, Huskers will play tonight, trying to avoid elimination against Purdue. 7 p.m. at Charles Schwab Field in Omaha. That's it for us. The Drive with Raph, AD, and Amon Green is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.